Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People that write in their gratitude journals and people that have no idea how people can write in their gratitude journal.
Correction. I think there's probably a massive amount of people that don't even know what one is. When I first heard this coming out of Justin's mouth, that was the most shocking part of the story, is that he had one.
I have so many friends that have gratitude journals. If you're not familiar with them, every night before bed, you're supposed to write what you're grateful for. But Justin, I was surprised to learn that you, in fact, have a gratitude journal.
I do, yes.
So how did this come about?
My girlfriend decided it would be a good idea for me to do this as an exercise.
That makes sense.
Were you going through anything, or she just thought, you know what, personal growth, this is something that you should be doing, or yeah, what was it?
Mostly personal growth. I think it was, I was between jobs at the time when it started, so it was just a good way to sort of get out of my own head.
I mean, Justin has a little bit of that curmudgeon vibe.
Yeah.
He does.
So hold on, what was your reaction when she handed it to you and was like, you have to write in this?
I was okay. I was open to it at first. Why not give it a try? I like to think of myself as a fairly positive person, all curmudgeonly comments aside. But I said, I'll give it a shot, and why not?
But then she kind of made it militant.
It became part of a to-do list every day. And every day, it wasn't like, oh, shoot, let me go get my journal and let me jot some things down on my own. It became a nightly thing where, hey, here's your journal, sit down, and I'm going to watch you write. Five things that you're grateful for in there. And don't repeat anything in it, and make sure you come up with new stuff.
Your girlfriend would present you with the journal itself,
yeah,
put it in front of you and say, okay, it's time to apply yourself and write in the journal.
Yes.
She would watch you do this.
Yes.
And then she would tell you repetition was not allowed. So
correct.
Did she review the things you were grateful for every day? Did you read them aloud?
No, she would be okay with that. She'd say, like, you know, you don't have to tell me what you're writing down, but you have to write down five things.
Let me see this book.
When is the last time you wrote in this journal?
It's been a little while now.
Okay, but as soon as we heard the story, immediately I informed producer Justin he needed to go home and locate that journal. And amazingly so.
Well, I can tell you, July 22nd, because it's dated right here.
July 22nd.
Was the last time.
Of last year? Any year? We have no idea.
Was that last year or the year before?
What is a naked girl parade?
Oh my gosh. Okay, read this, please.
Okay. July 22nd. First thing that Justin is grateful for is the naked girl parade. Always a day brighter.
Okay.
Number two, bunny breakfast next to the Jeep. Three, new cereal. Tried cornflakes. That's not new.
I mean, you're grateful really for cornflakes. What was the naked girl parade?
That's what I call when she gets out of the shower and comes back in the bedroom to get dressed.
Girlfriend. I mean, again, I feel like we're really getting to know her.
All right.
And then, I'll be in there. I'll be, hey, naked girl parade. All right.
Number four, a calm, relatively stress-free day at work. And number five, simple roasted veggies. That's what you're grateful for.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Okay. Let's pick another day. You know what? Toss that over here.
Let's see.
Justin can't read his own handwriting.
He can't read his own handwriting.
Nope. Hooray. Barbecue day is here. Love using Old Smoky. That's what I call my barbecue pit.
Okay.
Love using Old Smoky and doing some obnoxious backyard barbecue. However, there is no one to feed it to.
Oh, that's sad.
When I have a day and I have the opportunity to barbecue, I will do it. And then I'll just go around and play barbecue fairy, like tooth fairy, and just bring people barbecue.
I am down for that.
I mean,
any day of the week.
That's somehow awesome and horribly sad, though, at the same time. Yeah. Continue reading.
Yes. God bless James, who is my brother, for sending me a Texas brisket. He shipped me one. My birthday was the week prior to this.
Oh, that's nice.
He sent me one through Gold Belly. Just before I prepped my own and threw it on, I didn't know this was coming. Now I've got two briskets.
Two briskets. Mm-hmm. Page two.
So number three, running and jumping to and from the barbecue pit. I love the activity, even if I can't sit down for 10 minutes.
This day's theme was barbecue.
Yeah. I mean, I was
it was meat. Meat and smoke.
The five things he was grateful for was barbecue.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.